Most folks jump at the chance to hop in the combine and get a first-hand look at the Kansas wheat harvest from the buddy seat. For Mexican flour millers, like the team that visited Kansas and Ohio in June, it's not just a joyride, but a chance to evaluate their main material directly from the source. And for Kansas farmers, these conversations with large and important customers keep grain flowing south. According to Stephanie Bryant Erdman of U.S. Wheat Associates, "We are excited to be able to bring customers to the U.S. again to meet face-to-face with U.S. wheat farmers and to learn about the U.S. marketing system. The face-to-face conversations and hands-on experiences an in-person trade team offer are invaluable." She said virtual meetings, conferences, and events have allowed U.S. Wheat Associates to remain in close contact with our customers around the world during the past 2 years. The Kansas Wheat Commission is a member of U.S. Wheat Associates, which combines funding from 17 state wheat commissions and cost-share grants from the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. As part of this work, U.S. Wheat Associates organizes in-person tours across the globe to provide firsthand insights into the current year's wheat harvest. Kansas wheat staff regularly participate in these programs to provide personalized information to each market and receive feedback directly from customers. In Manhattan, the team toured the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center to learn more about the industry and ongoing research. At the USDA Center for Grain and Animal Health Research, the team received an update on this year's crop quality, and the IGP Institute offered an overview of international education opportunities. In the field, the team toured the GrainCraft flour mill in McPherson and visited MKC's grain terminal in Canton, interested specifically on the train loader and inspection station. Rail is an important piece of the flow of wheat from the United States to Mexico. Train loading facilities and direct rail access make transportation directly to flour mills in Mexico easy. In the 21-22 marketing year, 74% of U.S. wheat exports to Mexico were delivered via direct rail, an average of 5 unit trains or 110 rail cars apiece per week. Those rail shipments add up to make Mexico an important market for U.S. wheat producers. Mexico has been the largest market for U.S. wheat by volume for 6 consecutive years. That's good news for wheat producers and all the more reason to open the door to the combine and invite the world in to see just how hard Kansans work year in and year out to provide the world's most reliable choice of quality wheat. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.